From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tomorrow, the Labor Department will issue its November jobs report, giving us a new read on how the economy is doing. Right now, businesses and consumers seem to have different opinions on the matter. Consumers are feeling positive, if not great, but the mood among businesses is at recession levels. So why the divergence? Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Entrepreneurs are inherently hopeful types. Being one requires some faith that there's money to be made.
They tend to be optimistic by nature, and generally speaking, they're more optimistic about the future than the past.
Dennis Jacoby is chief economist for Gallup, which polled these small businesses just after the election. And in a word, these business owners are bummed.
What we found is that a lot of that optimism is not there right now.
A third of businesses surveyed said they plan to cut back on spending in the next year. One in five say they'll be reducing staff. That's the highest percentage of business owners planning layoffs since the survey started a decade ago. Jacoby says a big reason is the fiscal cliff, those automatic tax hikes and spending cuts that will take effect starting next month if Congress doesn't act to change it.
Small business owners sort of face some of the things that are in the fiscal cliff right now in terms of as they try and set up their payroll for next year. And there are a bunch of things that business owners have to think about as we're so close to the new year that the fiscal cliff brings home to them.
Take Ray Gaster, president of a lumber company in Savannah, Georgia, where the housing market is rebounding. Gaster had planned to add three more workers to his staff of 31, but
right now we put some hiring decisions on hold because of the uncertainty of what's going to happen up in Washington, D.C., and we're not sure what effect that's going to have on housing and on the general economy.
In the short term, Gaster says he's pessimistic, and though he's found good candidates, he doesn't want to hire them only to lay them off again. Lynn Franco is a director at the Conference Board, which surveys both businesses and consumers. Franco says consumer sentiment has been going up in recent months.
Consumers seem to be less focused on the fiscal cliff at this point, and therefore we see a divergence in sentiment.
Franco says consumers are looking past the still high unemployment rate to a stock market that's done relatively well this year and a housing market that's begun to recover. She also says business sentiment plummeted to recessionary levels during the debt ceiling negotiations last year, then rebounded fairly quickly. So perhaps the same will happen if Congress and the White House can hammer out a deal over the fiscal cliff soon. Bruce Lackey is president of Happy Chicken Farms near Columbus, Ohio. He says he anticipates business taxes will increase next year, regardless of whether we reach the fiscal cliff or not. So he front-loaded a lot of big-ticket investments to this year to take advantage of relatively low tax rates.
Now I'm not going to need to purchase mostly trucks and equipment. I'm not going to need to purchase those in the next year and a half to 2 years.
Lackey is reasonably upbeat. His business has fully rebounded from the recession and is growing as the Ohio economy improves.
If your business goes up and you need people, you're going to hire them.
And if sales improve, slightly higher taxation levels won't keep him from hiring more people next year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.